Hey y'all, welcome back to the Off Label Podcast. I'm Mona Fee and I have Marco here with me.
What up, what's going on?
Okay, it's been a while.
It has been a while. It has.
You know.
We're only like a few days late, but
I feel bad because I have people texting me like, where's the pod? So sorry y'all, I had a very busy weekend.
You had notice that it's always Robbie. It's always Mona though.
You know, if you get you a life, it could be you sometimes, too.
Shut your ass up. Oh, you talking shit?
Now I'm just playing. We didn't pod on Sunday because you had something to do. That's the moral.
Okay,
of the story.
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay. All right, but
we're back, and we got a lot of shit to talk about. Because some crazy ass shit.
Jump right into it.
Crazy then. Ass shit.
It wasn't that deep.
It is crazy. All right, so on August 4th, an unnamed man asks Tahaja, whoever this girl's name is.
You sound like her name is Taja, and you saying it the white way instead of the right way.
Okay, so you, okay.
Her name is Taja. We know, like, you black. Her name, you know,
Tahaja.
You know her name is Taja.
Anyway, so I guess she is the side chick, you know, so she was coming over and in the middle of the night to have, you know, some type of booty call with this dude, with her nigga, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then, so, obviously it was late. And, you know, he hit her up like, yo, what's up? You know, pull up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she was like, you know, okay, cool. Give me a second. You know what I'm saying? Let me just go ahead and, you know, wash up or whatever. So, when she gets to the dude's house, she completely, like, she's blowing up his phone, like, yo, like, I'm outside, knocking on the door, ringing the doorbell. The nigga is asleep. At this point, it's around 4 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So, so it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and she's just knocking on the door, and she's texting him, like, yo, hey, like, you really want to die tonight? Like, really?
She said that?
She texted him that, like, you really want to die tonight. And then, so, she went ahead and lit the house on fire with the nigga inside.
Oh, my gosh. So, is he okay? Did he suffer any type of burns or, like, what happened?
No, he ended up making it out. You know what I'm saying? He ended up making it out, but it was just kind of like, bitch, you doing all this for some dick?
Wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's some whole other shit right
but
there.
But my thing is, everybody know the rules to a booty call.
Well, what the hell is the rules? Because I didn't know it was rules to it.
No, like there is rules. Like, okay, first of all, let's just, you know, think about the time. The time frame is about like 4, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's
like,
the time frame?
No, I'm just saying, like, that was the time frame on the whole situation.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought
yeah.
you were saying, like, one of the rules.
No. I'm just saying this whole situation, you know what I'm saying? It was really, really late.
Right.
You know, this nigga probably, you know, was just laying there drinking something and whatever. So at that, if you know, the nigga says, like, come here, like, right now,
uh-huh.
bitch, you should have been already ready.
I don't know about that. Let me tell you about what happened to me before.
What's up?
Okay. So, you know, I had a friend with benefits or whatever, and it had been like a month or so. We hadn't mm-hmm. seen each other. You know, I be having dry spells and shit. So,
right.
So, with that being said, when I got that phone call, I was thirsty as fuck.
So, you was thirsty for
the day? I was thirsty as fuck, yes. It was like 1 or 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
No, it had to be like 2:30 because, you know, the clubs let out early here. So, it had to be probably like, yeah, between 2 and 3 a.m.
Right.
I don't know. All I know is when my phone rang, I got up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me give you the time frame. It probably take me at the most 25 minutes to get over there. So, they call, like, where you at? I'm like, I'm at home. They, like, come through. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, give me about 20,
right.
25 minutes, so I'll be there. I'm, like, jumped up out of bed. I don't even think you understand. So.
Oh, so you was that thirsty?
Yes, because then I know, like, you know, it's probably going to be another few months.
Right.
So, anyway, so, I fucking, what happened? I rush out the house, like. 10 minutes later, motherfuckers call back, like, so, where you at?
Oh, shit.
I'm like 10 minutes up the street.
Oh, you lied?
No, I really was, because it only take like 20, 25 okay. minutes to get there. So, I'm like, I'm right up the street. He like, all right. I get to his crib, G. I call. So, this was like to me, this was number one, like, right. Okay, this shit ain't sitting right, because usually motherfuckers be downstairs waiting, because they live in a house. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case this time, so I'm like, okay, whatever. So I call, no answer. So then I text, no answer. Ooh. So then I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, niggas trying me? I had never been tried before.
Right.
I called, like, maybe two more times. At this point, maybe, like, 5 minutes passed by, and I'm like, nah, this shit don't seem right. It don't feel right. I'm gone.
Right.
And I left. But I was very upset, because I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
Like, damn, I just got played. Like, this has never happened. Like, why would he do that? Mm-hmm. Woo, woo, woo. The next morning, he was like, he hit me up and was like, he's so sorry.
He fell asleep?
No, he didn't even say he fell asleep. He just said he got real drunk and he was like throwing up everywhere. Oh, okay. And,
well, okay, he has an excuse.
But, and no, my thought process then was like, okay, if he was throwing up everywhere, you would think he would just be like, I got sick.
But I mean, he's drunk as fuck.
I know, but I was tweaking then. I was like taking it so personal, right. But now in retrospect, and I look back on it, that's very possible. Cause I've had, even just in the house, not even drunk or nothing, just like you text somebody and 2 minutes later, mm-hmm. literally be asleep. Right. So of course, if somebody drunk, even if they night sleep, anything could happen. Like you said, throwing up, just anything where you're not mm-hmm. coherent. So. That was my little story about that.
But I mean, so.
But I wouldn't have burnt up nobody's house.
Nah, this.
Like, that's OC.
So she did text him. She was like, you wasting my money to come out here. She was like, you smoke. She was like, I see you want to die. I swear to God, I hope you die. Like, this girl was so pressed on some getting that dick that night. That
dick must be. But it all depends, though, because let's say if I would have drove an hour or something. Oh, I probably would have found the car.
You mad, but you ain't gonna do nothing that's gonna, like, really implicate you in no bullshit. You get caught up on no crazy shit, like, really?
I don't know. It depends on how crazy I am.
But anyway,
I'm not crazy, but I could see. I don't understand burning up a house, but maybe fucking up their car. I'm not suggesting people do that, but then, but like, I really understand.
For some, because of some dick? Or, it's not, okay, it's that it's not because
respect level. Okay, like, I get it. You don't inconvenience nobody like that, and then okay, just go okay. Ghost, and you knew that they.
But
were
I mean, like I said, there are some rules when it comes to this shit. Because
so what's the rules? You never got to them.
Right? Because you just jumped into your motherfucking story. My shit.
My bad. I'll be doing that
anyway. So no, okay, so. If a person wants to hook up, like, at that moment, you gotta, like, your game, like, you gotta be up and on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just,
so
like,
how long can you take to get there?
A good, like, 30 minutes to 40 minutes. I'll do that.
40 minutes. You gotta get there.
You know what I'm saying? Because some bitches, you know, what it is, like, some bitches will try to get ready at that, you know, at home or whatever. It's like, nigga... Go to that nigga house, you know what I'm saying? Go to that nigga place, shower there, you know, do what you gotta do there or whatever.
But don't be in the house just like, let me get myself together, none of that. You need to get up.
You can't,
and go.
You can't, you know what I'm saying? Especially in the wee hours, like, niggas could fall asleep. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're probably drunk, they're probably high as fuck, they're probably just chilling. So you gotta be up and on it.
Okay, what's next?
So at the end of the day, this bitch was arrested. You know, with the charges of attempted murder and aggravated arson. And, you know, the man did suffer first and second degree burns.
Oh, that was real bad.
And he lost his house and his belongings. Yeah, the shit was, like, the shit was in flames. It was engulfed.
Oh, yeah. She should be locked up. Okay, so what's more rules about this booty call shit?
Okay.
So you saying be there within 40 minutes.
Between 40 minutes, you know.
I feel like you should always have your liquor, your drugs, whatever your price is. Right? I mean, you could have that conversation.
Bitch, what you be?
I'm just saying whatever people into. If you smoke, okay, have your okay. way with you, or tell right, them right, to have right. that shit together. Right. If you drink, if you know they always have liquor, then I guess you ain't got
to
bring
Say no to drugs, okay?
I'm just saying to whoever, whatever your advice is. Like, for me, I'll probably have my liquor with
I'm
me.
I'm just saying.
If, you know. Right. I'm just saying, I mean, whatever right. your
have it with you, you know what I'm saying?
Is, have it with you.
Have it with you, a bottle of water, make sure you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you just need just be prepared, you know? And then, like I said.
Have all your own shit. Have your condoms. Have your own condoms.
Have your own shit, your own lube.
Your pussy wipes. Like, all that. Okay, so afterwards, do you get right up and go, or do you fall asleep together? Like, how that
No, 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 no. Okay, on some hookup shit, what is this, like, a hookup shit, or like...
Niggas like to cuddle with me. I'm just...
Right, saying. I mean, they normally like to cuddle, but it's, I'm like a quick exit, like...
You be out of there?
Yeah, like, I'm not with the... You know, I ain't with that shit. You know what I'm saying? If there's no emotions, to me, cuddling without emotions means, like, there's no, it makes no sense to me.
Okay.
So.
What?
You into that shit?
No, I fall asleep. I'm tired.
Okay.
Like, that's it, that's all. So, of course, if you lay next to somebody, they cuddle up next to you.
I feel you. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all the rules?
Pretty much.
Alright, what's next on the docket?
This ain't no motherfucking docket.
And on and on. What?
You so damn dumb.
So, since we talking about do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
I had a long weekend.
A long fucking weekend. You ain't pay me no mind, no attention. And, you know, you did, you know... When I needed to vent about something and tell you, you were there. But it's just like, I was feeling some type of way. Shit.
Oh my gosh, you always feeling some kind of way, so. What's new?
You so damn stupid.
But anyway, so we was out and about or whatever, just mm-hmm. getting to know each other, talking and shit. And
how was it, by the way?
Great. Amazing. But I ain't gonna get these niggas too much because you know how the universe like to play with me.
Right, so just
be like, oh, Rabona, you like him? Oh, you think you got a connection? All right, let me throw you a curveball.
So take it slow, right? Okay, cool. Whatever.
Okay, so the do's and don'ts.
Right.
When you having conversations or whatever.
When in the initial stages of like, you know, the first couple of weeks of you guys are dating, you know what I'm saying?
And stuff like that. Do you talk about like exes and past relationships and stuff like that?
Okay, so. I do, you know, like, I just want them to understand, like, what I've been through, and bitch, don't put me through that same shit.
But don't you think that kind of can make them, like, kind of figure out how to manipulate you?
Right, right.
Or try to be that person that, like, try not to be like that person, like, put on a facade.
A facade, right. And that's a thing, you know what I'm saying? So now I start to learn, like... To me, we don't need to even go into an ex conversation. You know what I'm saying? We could dibble and dab a little bit, but it's to me, it's just like, for what? What's the reason? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I'm nosy as fuck, so I want to know a little bit. You ain't got to go into detail, right. But I need a little bit of the tea. Just a little bit, just to kind of, you know,
gauge
see,
where that person,
yeah,
right.
See where your man at, what kind of shit.
Going forward, I think I'm just not going to be as open.
Yeah, no, you was going too much.
Because I feel like in certain cases, they really try to become the complete opposite of what the other nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and it's only so long that you can hide who you are right. Before your true color starts showing.
True. So, what do you think are the do's and don'ts? So, definitely, that's definitely one thing you do not want to do. You can do it, but just don't be too open about it. Just give a little brief summary.
Be like, they hurt me like this and they did that. Because now the person looking like, oh, okay, I could get over right. You that way.
But only one time, though.
Only one time what?
Having the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, you can't do it every time.
Don't like, do it every date y'all going on or whatever you guys having this conversation about the ex. Like, you trying to get to know somebody. They ain't trying to know your whole past about, you know what I'm saying? Like, every nigga you been with. You know what I'm saying?
True facts.
What else?
What's the other don'ts?
What you think?
To me, it's not too many don'ts. It's a lot of do's.
Right, so
so like, do be very consistent with the communication, mm-hmm. especially if you like the person
mm-hmm.
a lot. Like, don't go hours without responding to a text, or if
I
you
agree.
Are planning on hanging out, do be on time. You know, be punctual.
Do you be punctual? Because bitch, you be late to like damn near everything.
If I like them, I'll be punctual. Oh, if I don't. No, I don't care. I'll get there with them.
Okay, like so 15, what? But we just talking about the niggas that you like.
Okay, so the niggas I like, yes, shit. I be on time. I be early. Shit. Maybe okay.
I'm just making sure.
I be on time. Other than that, be yourself 24/7. Don't put on no facade. Like, whoever you are, be that person, because what am I trying to tell y'all? You don't want this person to fall in love with an illusion.
And right. Then and then when they see their true self,
they like,
right.
I'm learning, like, back in the day, just, you know, just being extra reserved, mm-hmm. extra just, I'm a lady, but I would be extra lady, like, right. like. Make sure I don't curse. Make sure, you know, I only have
one glass. Oh, hell no.
Make sure I only have one glass of wine. Knowing I want three. Right.
Okay. Like, another thing I don't like is definitely for the nigga to be like, oh, I want to be with you, or I want to be in a relationship with you.
Well, they can't say that off the rip. Like,
niggas be out here saying that bullshit. And then I just kind of be like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't even make sense. Like, why are we even having this conversation?
Well, when it comes to that, I wouldn't say I want to be with you, but if that, whatever you're looking for, you should put it out there. So if you want a relationship,
right? No,
tell them I'm back. I want a relationship. With that. Not saying with you, but
no, that's my goal. No. That I agree with that.
Yeah,
I do want a relationship, but you can't say you want a relationship with me.
I don't know that either.
Me. Like you know what I'm saying? You don't know me like
that's
that.
That's a red flag. When somebody after a week or so, or even just a few days, like, yeah, I want to be with you. I always ask them, like, mm-hmm. how, why? And then niggas be thinking just because they got you on Instagram, Snap, or whatever, Facebook, like, they kind of think they know who you
right.
are.
Right. No, like, no, I'm not with that shit.
No, I don't even put my whole self on the internet. Like, I may look cool.
I don't put myself on the internet at all. Not like that.
Well, I'm gonna be like you one day. Maybe not.
Shut but your now, ass
you can't,
up.
You can't look on the internet and be like, oh, I know exactly right. what kind of person this is, and be like,
right.
kick it with them one time and they cool, and like, oh, I want to be with you. Like, nah.
Yeah, I'm not with that shit.
Get to know these people. Make sure y'all have the same values, especially if it's somebody you think you could want to be mm-hmm. with. Start talking about important shit to me early, like, how y'all, what kind of background y'all come from, mm-hmm. what y'all think of families, and how would you want your family model to be, how would you like to raise your kids.
See, so you want to have those first comments, like.
Yes, I need to fucking know, period. Yes, absolutely, because I'm telling you, whatever the fuck you say, mm-hmm. within that first few conversations, I already know I ain't gonna be able to deal with it. Remember, I had talked to that person who was a Donald Trump supporter.
Right.
So right then and there, I was like, no, we could never even go nowhere because what the fuck?
Because of that?
Yes. Donald Trump so, is an okay, asshole.
So because of somebody's political, you know,
background. When it comes to somebody like Donald Trump,
right? Okay.
If this person okay. would have just said, "I'm a conservative and I'm a Republican," then whatever,
right?
But the Republican that you like and admire so much is like a devil, and you rocking with him like that, I can't fuck with you. That mm-hmm. says that says a lot about your character.
Damn.
Because though. Not only like if you would have just been like, I like the fact that because I'm a Republican, I have this amount of money. He's saving me money on taxes. But other than that, all that other shit he be talking about,
right.
I don't agree with. But you, when you see here talking about, oh, he a man's man, and he telling these people like it is, and he's good for the country,
mm-hmm.
you agree with the character
right,
of
right.
this man, and his character is. Literally, like,
disgusting,
shit.
Right? It's, repugnant. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Right.
It's horrible. So, I mean, you have to be some kind of ugly on the inside to even be able to identify with mm-hmm. that and fuck with it. And so, I can't fuck with you. So, that's okay. why I said you got to have some of these deep conversations early
right,
on.
Right.
So, you don't be surprised in the end talking about, I know. You know?
I feel you on that. Okay.
All right, next.
Another what's another don't? Because you said you had a lot of, like, don't. Do you like people kissing you on the first date?
First of all, I don't like kissing, so no. No.
That at all?
Don't touch me unless I touch you.
Okay, do you have an issue if the nigga, like, y'all been on a couple of dates, mm-hmm. and then he asked you to pay one time. Would you have an issue with that? Like, a couple of dates, like, maybe y'all went out, y'all chilled, y'all kicked it a little bit, and then he was like...
It depends on how he said it.
Over, okay.
Just, if he be like, can you pay... Now I'm gonna be like, well, is this a red flag? Should I worry about your finances?
Damn, like really?
I don't know, but let's say we at the bar and he'd be like, oh, you got this one? Mm-hmm. Then I don't know, something about that one just seemed less pressing, like,
right.
You know?
Well, let me get sure. you, let's dibble and dab in the
but gate. I usually offer after a few times mm-hmm. anyways.
Let's get into like the gay part of this. So, like, you what? Know how there's, you know, there's different positions in the whole gay, you know, there's levels to this whole shit, right? So, the majority of the time, the top will pay for the bottoms, you know, like, if they go on a date or they go out to eat, like, in something like that, you know what I'm saying?
So, in straight terms, the more feminine man...
No, nigga, no. You see, that's not what we're doing. We're not doing that.
What?
What I'm saying is the top.
Nobody knows what that means if they're not into this whole...
Okay, but listen, but just because you're a bottom does not make you automatically feminine. Because there's feminine tops as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, so...
I'm not saying like super feminine. Somebody is less masculine than the other, period. For the most part, and you have like.
But what about if they're both equally masculine and one's just the bottom, one's on top? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not just so much of a feminine or masculine type of situation. It's just about a top or a bottom thing. Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
I hear you, but I still feel like it's like some of the energy might be one energy is stronger than the other one.
I see where you're trying to go with it, but I'm just not gonna go there with you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
But you know, so usually the top pays for the bottom or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
we gotta ask the lesbians what they do, because ain't no top and bottom really, right? Whatever. So the top usually pays.
Okay. Yes. Pretty much.
Do y'all have this conversation before y'all go out?
No, it's usually... Well, to me... Okay, the way I see it, because I'm always willing to pay for myself. But if, nigga, if you take me out, if you ask me to, you know, go out or whatever, then the expectation of, like, nigga, you paying. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, that's common sense. Whoever asked the other person to go out right. should be the person paying.
But I've been... There's been times I've been asked out... And then I end up, like, they just end up paying for their own shit anyway. And we just end up paying separate.
So is that really a date?
Right. So we hung out. Shit.
Right, that's you know not a saying? Date.
We definitely hung out. But then they go back to talking about, like, oh, I want to be with you and all this other bullshit, which is kind of, like, weird. But anyway, so that's just that on that.
Okay.
What else you got?
What, as far as do's and don'ts?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it. I think I covered everything else.
All right.
Okay, so we did have...
We definitely did have a listener question.
I was excited about that because this is our second question from a listener. So thank you all for tuning in and even giving a fuck about
right.
what you think about certain stuff. So the listener said... Am I wrong for not wanting my man to go out with his friends without me or a drink if he does go out with them because of previous infidelities?
So basically
what you're saying is, okay, number one, I don't want you going out with your guys unless mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Right.
But if you do go out with them, like... Don't be getting high. Don't be getting drunk. Like,
because
just
she
chill. Because she feel like if you go out and you drinking and smoking and all that stuff, then you gonna turn up.
Well, okay,
it's gonna impair your judgment.
So let me tell you this. So one thing about it is a nigga's gonna always do what he wanna do. You know what I'm saying? Like, just point the blank and period. And the fact that you tell him not to do it may just make him want to do it even more. You know what I'm saying? Right. But then again, I feel like you should never try to stop somebody from being themselves. If they want to hang out with their friends, hang out with, you know, their boys, and they want to go out for drink and they want to smoke and do whatever they want to do, I just feel like you shouldn't ever put yourself in a position to, like, try to tell him he can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're making him he's not able to continue to be himself in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's gonna have to, like, be somebody else to accommodate you. And I just don't feel like that's fair. Despite the fact that, you know, he did what he did. You know what I'm saying? Now it would be up to him to accommodate her as far as, like, the trust that he broke in his situation. But
well, are we making excuses for him? That's what I'm trying to figure
out. I'm not making no excuses for him.
No, I'm saying, because you saying, the listener, you're saying, like, because he drink and smoke or whatever he do when he out, that's the reason why
he did what he did. Right,
he did what he did because he wanted to do it. Whether right. he was drunk or sober, right. whether he was with friends or alone. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, a man gonna do what he wanna do.
Right.
That probably helped him do it sooner. If he was sober, he probably would have been like, you know what, I'm gonna try to wait till the end of the night.
No, my thing is, I just feel like it has to be a communication situation. Like, yeah. you have to, the thing about it is, you accepted him anyways. You knew what he did. You know what I'm saying? And you decided to love him and continue to be in a relationship with him. So at that point, you cannot continue to hold him for certain things that he did. Like,
if you forgave him, you have to forgive him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just forgive and just move it on. You know what I'm saying? Because if you was not really going to leave or whatever, based on that, you made a decision to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, you know, continue to fault him for that and continue, like, every single time, like, oh, I don't trust you. If he want to go out, oh, I don't trust you going out, or I don't trust you doing this, or I don't trust you doing that. Like, it's not fair.
Well, you know how I feel about stuff like that. I'm just like, I don't want to control nobody, period. Actually, you know, I give people the freedom and the rope to let them hang themselves. You know, I let people do what they want to do. That way you could see what they rather do.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
So with that being said, it's like, even if you have cheated on me before and I might be insecure about you going out,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to restrict you on nothing because I wouldn't want that done to me. You know?
Right.
So again, it's like, if he's still trying to prove himself to you, y'all need to have conversations about that. Like, babe, you know that I'm insecure because of what happened in the past. Can you do stuff just to make me feel a little bit more confident and better about right. what's going on? So if you say you finna go out, I'm not finna guilt trip you into not going out or tell you not to go out. I'm just say, hey, I know you're going out with the guys. Have a good time. But can you, like, just at least text me in the middle and say you're thinking about me or just right. something just to make me feel a little bit better until we get to that space where I don't have to feel that way anymore.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, listener, I hope y'all...
I hope that was good feedback for you so that, you know, don't try to control a nigga.
Please
don't. Don't try to, you know, make him try to stay, like, try to change him because...
Mm-mm, that's a recipe for disaster. Right. He's going to end up resenting you.
Resenting you for not being able to go out with his friends when he wants to, not being able to go out for drinks when he wants to. Like, he has to walk on eggshells. Like, he's not going to be himself.
Right.
And it's not going to work.
And then that's going to start building lies on top of lies. Like, right. what if he go out and don't tell you? Because he know that if he tell you he going out, he's going to say...
You're going to feel some type of way about it. You know what I'm saying? So that would definitely... That will be, like you said, a recipe for a disaster. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So, if you want to save your relationship,
mm-hmm.
let that man do what he want to do. Well, I'm not going to say it like that. Like, just let that nigga just go. You know what I'm saying? But have a communication, accommodate each other. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, make compromise.
Sure. Right.
Yeah, you can go out with your friends, but I would feel better if you came in between these hours. Whatever.
Now there's y'all curfews. Think
I wouldn't do curfews, but just because of the history. Like, hey, babe, there's no reason. Or if...
All it is just communicate. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day...
I'm just saying, if he comes to a happy compromise.
Right.
You know, I already don't want you going out. If I was,
my thing is, let's just, you know, make sure y'all just communicate.
Okay. Next on the docket, we got,
Stop saying docket.
I know, that makes you think of something else.
Shit, the fuck?
That's the only word that's coming to me right now.
On the docket.
I don't know how to transition on this episode.
On the docket. Nigga, next topic. Shit.
Okay, rocket.
You so damn
okay,
dumb.
Okay, y'all, about the recession that we was talking about last episode, Donald Trump came out and tweeted a few days after that and told you don't believe what you're seeing with your own eyes. He said just believe what he tweeted.
Right.
He said no recession is happening. In fact, the economy is doing amazing and you all should not worry about anything coming from the fake news.
Clearly, this man is delusional. You know what I'm saying?
Like, whole fact.
The nigga is crazy as fuck. But my thing is, like, at this point in time, we have investors, like, people who are putting money into stock, into the stock, are taking all their money out. And I hear now they're trying to look towards China to, invest in their economy and start investing in their stocks and shit like that. That will be a big-ass game changer. Like, that would just literally change this whole playing field completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I didn't read about that, so I don't really have no commentary.
I'm just
all
saying,
all
like,
I know is the man is lying to people's faces, and you all should know just by the price of food, the price of gas, it's just the job market, right. Things like that to tell you if a recession is coming, that it's gonna happen.
My issue is just my biggest concern, like the fear that I'm starting to feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Is now that I'm really starting to see the shift in power. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Just the shift in power. Because right now, you have North Korea doing what the fuck they want to do. He's over here getting little love letters from Kim talking about, oh.
North Korea is not really a threat, though.
Listen to what I'm saying. So, he has like, all getting these letters talking about, oh, he could receive a nice lovely letter from, you know, Kim and whatever. But the thing about that is, like, the whole shit with this whole Kim nigga is like, stop testing like nuclear bombs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not supposed to have them. You can completely destabilize that whole region because Japan don't really have nobody to, you know, protect them like that. Then you have South Korea. So North Korea is just acting completely like crazy right now.
Okay.
And because they're acting the way they're acting, got Iran acting the way they're acting because, you know, Donald Trump pulled out of, you know, the nuclear deal that Obama had with, you know, Iran.
Right, but
years
now he's
ago.
Willing to meet back with Iran. This was actually
but, right.
Summit.
They're
he
not
like he's willing to meet
but
with
they're
them.
Not willing to meet.
I hope not. No, that nobody should want to
no, meet. No. But I feel like they should because there has to we have to open a dialogue back to all this bullshit because of the fact that now because of the fact that the way Iran sees how Donald Trump is acting with North Korea and not, you know, putting sanctions on North Korea and letting North Korea do whatever they want to do. So, and you backed out of a deal. So at this point, they don't really have to listen to you. So they're over there doing their own, you know what I'm saying, making their own bombs and getting their own stockpiles together.
I mean, let's be real. Nobody is going to listen to Donald Trump. Nobody respects him. He's
but
like
I feel like if he would have continued the way he was supposed to continue, they wouldn't have gotten to where they are.
He's
where
not capable.
I feel like
the intelligence is
right.
Missing.
I mean, I get it.
Like,
then you have Russia still doing whatever the hell they're doing. And then now you have China. So my fear is like all
and China's
like,
going through their own revolution,
you know what I'm saying?
Right now.
And you have, you know, Donald Trump fucking up all our allies, our NATO allies, fucking up our relationship across the globe,
including with Greenland, all because they didn't want to sell it to him. Like, nigga, this is a whole country with people and an established government. You can't just go buy a whole country that's already.
So, I mean, honestly, the whole situation to me is scary because you can start to see the shift in, like, the way the power is about to, like, be shifted.
Yeah, it's been, you know, bubbling up for a few years now, but it just all remind me, I don't know if our listeners are religious or not, but if you do read the Bible and the New Testament, it does talk about the end times and it talk about like how the seasons is going to change and how you're not going to be able to tell whether it's winter or fall. Mm-hmm. Like we seeing shit like that right now just with, summer or winter, just with the global warming.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that in itself is like, oh my gosh, look at this revelation.
Right.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
And I mean, if you guys are into...
Iran was going to be one of the reasons we get into like one of the biggest wars that start like the end times. But, right. And look where it's at. You know, so it's a lot of stuff.
It is scary. And then, you know, New Babylon, if you guys would ever go to Google and Google New Babylon, mm-hmm. New Babylon is supposed to be America. You know what I'm saying? And if you read it, the stories is completely parallel. You can just completely see, like, okay, this has to be United States, the way it's everything is being described.
I mean, because we know that history repeats itself. So with that being said, America is bound to go down. Like, right. Civilization does it.
Right.
I didn't think it was going to happen this fucking soon.
Right. Not in my lifetime. Like, shit. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but
this is crazy. And, you know, like I said, with China becoming, like, because I feel like, to me, my personal, you know, opinion, I just feel like, you know, China is supposed to be that superpower that takes down America. And that's where the shift changes. But the only thing is, it's just like, usually when civilizations go down, they don't go down just because, you know what I'm saying, like, that's it. They go down because it's destroyed.
Right. It'd be completely wiped off the map.
Nuclear bombs.
So if global warming doesn't kill us all, then of course it's going right. to be the World War III.
I just hope that I peacefully just go up in the rapture.
Be here for the rapture. God, I'm not asking to die no time soon, but I'm just saying, I just feel like that's the rapture crazy. Is gonna be scary.
No,
like,
it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're gonna be one of the people that go. You ain't gonna be the one that.
He's just gonna suck you up like a roller coaster and your head gonna
no, like, you're just gonna disappear. Well, okay, you ain't gonna disappear. You're just gonna fall. Your spirit, you know what I'm saying?
The been a rapture of love. I don't know, but I just did not expect to see this happening so fast mm-hmm. in our lifetime.
But I mean, at the end of the day, I just hope everything plays out. Everybody go out and vote. My thing is vote progressive, which means vote Elizabeth or Bernie Sanders, like, period.
Point blank, period.
Anyway.
On a lighter note, have you tried the chicken sandwich from Popeye's?
I fucking did. I did try the sandwich.
Did you get the sweet sauce with it? Because I told you to get the sweet sauce with it.
You didn't tell me to get no fucking sweet sauce.
You don't
sauce.
Fucking listen, because I did tell you that.
No, the fuck you didn't. You did
I
not.
I did tell you that. Let me see. Okay, whatever.
You did not tell me about those, because, bitch, I was on the phone with you when I was in the line.
When I told you about the sweets. See, that's how I know you wasn't listening. Because I did tell you to.
Nah, you ain't tell me nothing about the sweet sauce. But that shit was good as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So what ended up happening was, I decided to, like, just jet over there right quick it was like 12. Well, first of all, I went there around like 11. They told me that they ain't had no more bread. And I'm like, what the fuck you mean you ain't had no damn you ain't had no damn bread? Honestly, I feel like Popeyes sort of eliminated everything off their menu and only sold this chicken, because it was crazy how fast that shit was selling out. I get there around 11 o'clock. They talking about no. Then I have no bread, so my one of my agents decided to call down there and was like, hey, do you have the sandwich right now? And the lady was like, no, the girl ain't came back with the bread yet.
What?
Yeah, she was like, you know, the girl ain't came back with the bread yet or whatever. So around one, almost to 1 o'clock, I went over there, and when I tell you, the line was backed up. Backed the fuck, it was backed up. So I'm like, man, I'm already here, I want to try this shit. So I'm like, all right. So I get in the line, and then I finally got this shit in my hand. So that shit was fucking good. Like, you know, I don't like pickles.
Okay, so you don't have to be like, people just hyping stuff up. Do you feel like it was overhyped?
I mean, would I go back in the line and do that bullshit again? No. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But it was good as fuck, though. Like, I don't even eat pickles. And I ate the pickles. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact, because I don't really eat pickles.
I don't eat pickles
either,
like that.
I didn't eat the pickle. You seen that video when that old man was like, listen, even a pickle tastes
like
good.
Chicken. No, he said the pickle tastes like chicken.
I don't know what it tastes like.
He was like, his tears taste like chicken. That nigga was. But anyway, that shit was good though. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, it was good as fuck.
So I had got it before it was super hyped up. Like, when I first heard that it was a good sandwich before. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
did you try
I mean?
The spicy one or the regular one?
No, I didn't try the regular one because I like spicy stuff.
I tried the spicy one too.
So, before it gets super hyped, somebody had told me it tastes good, so I went to have it, and I was like, oh my gosh, me and my friend, when we had it on lunch, we like stopped and looked at each other like, this shit is good, because
it was good.
The crunch,
the butter, whatever butter, batter, yeah, whatever they did, the chicken, the bread.
Yeah, it was good. So then the next day, somebody on Twitter was like, you gotta try it with the sweet sauce. So I'm like, okay, now I gotta go back.
What sweet sauce though? Was it like honey or something?
It's just a sauce. They don't put the sauce on there. It's just like one of their specialty sauces. Right. You go to Chick-fil-A and they have Chick-fil-A sauce.
So you say the sweet sauce?
Yeah, I was like, let me get a side of sweet sauce. It's free or whatever. Mm. So you take that and you put it on it, and I was like, oh my gosh.
So you had it twice?
I had it like 5 times. Chicken inside of like sandwiches and stuff. I had it on like a Wednesday and a Thursday, and then I had it again on Saturday, and I had it again.
You see, I only tried it one time, but I mean, I don't mind, but I don't feel like having to like wait for the shit. Like, I don't want to be in a long line.
In a long line. Every time I went, the longest I waited was maybe like 15 minutes, and I guess they
that's long as fuck for some food.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm always in a long line when I go to Popeyes.
No, I'm just saying, so like, just in like, drive-through time, that shit is long as fuck.
Yeah, I did have to pull over to the side.
Damn.
but I probably won't have it again for a few months just because I didn't like
it. I heard it was sold out. That's it.
Actually, that news came out today. Popeyes put out a press release saying that they ran out of chicken nationwide, like in the whole country, mm-hmm, and that they will let us know when the sandwiches available again.
I think that
again
is the dumbest shit ever. Like,
well, they didn't expect it to take off.
Nigga,
like
I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, remove all the other bullshit on the menu, and that's all you should be selling. Like,
they didn't order enough chickens. Chickens gotta like grow and all that stuff. And we wanna I think black people, y'all should really give yourselves more credit. Mm-hmm. Because the reason that this sandwich even became so hyped up is because of Black Twitter.
Right.
Everybody on Black Twitter was like, you gotta go.
All over the
place. No, but that's where it was originally got the buzz.
Right. Definitely a great marketing.
No, they had no marketing strategy. They didn't.
That
know.
Was their marketing strategy.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
Them niggas. Popeyes put some bullshit out there about some chicken, and then that's how it just went.
No, they did just like every other company. Hey, we have a new chicken sandwich coming out. They didn't expect it. Black Twitter was going to get on there and be like, oh my gosh, this shit is better than fucking Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And then after that, everybody like, oh, we got to try it because Chick-fil-A chicken is real good. It's a little bit too greasy, but it's real good. So with that being said,
what's crazy?
If you just keep getting these retweets and then everybody mm-hmm. keep trying it, then that's what happened. They did not expect that. And it was to the point where they said they saved almost $25 million in advertising because of the free advertising.
Right.
Like, so that's how you know they did not expect it to take off like that. Mm-hmm. And it's due to Black Twitter.
Right.
Putting out that buzz. Because, you know, when we fuck with some shit, we fuck with it.
Right.
We got to tell everybody. They was making songs about it. They was putting out memes about it.
So, speaking of Chick-fil-A, I went to Chick-fil-A. Like, when there was one night I went to go look for a Popeyes because there was one Popeyes that didn't have it. So, I was like, so when I was on my way on my commute to go to the other Popeyes, I was like, man, fuck this shit. I ain't gonna drive all the way over there. I barely got gas in my car right now. So let me just, you know what I'm saying, go to Chick-fil-A right quick. And you know what? Chick-fil-A don't ever mess up on orders.
Don't tell me they messed up on
They messed
order.
Up on my whole, fuck, my mad. Whole entire
you
order.
The whole order?
The whole entire order. And that. I'm like, wait a minute. Popeye's got y'all motherfucking shook. Damn, I'm... Like, I had to go back and be like, yo, like, them niggas really got y'all niggas shook. Because it makes no fucking sense how Chick-fil-A literally got my shit completely wrong. Like, completely wrong.
Yeah.
That shit was ridiculous.
So, with that being said, y'all, the chicken sandwich is definitely everything that they say it is.
I definitely want to try it again. I do want to try the
I don't understand why it kept me full, like, all day. That scared me. I was like, okay, I can't eat this.
They stir with the motherfucking chicken.
Why am I still full off one salad 6 hours later? Mm. That's not normal.
It was good. Like, it was amazing. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, when I was sitting there, I don't know if
How can that be a marketing strategy? That's why I be trying to tell these stupid woke people. Like, you so woke, you fucking dumb.
What are you talking about?
Because people like, oh, it's just, you know, this is how they get y'all. And y'all doing this, y'all doing free promotion for them and woo, woo, woo. And it's just like, no, I had a sandwich. The quality of it was really good. Mm-hmm. And I just told people about it. Yeah, damn it, if Chick-fil-A or McDonald's shit was this good, they would have the same kind of buzz. Y'all right. really think Popeye's that fucking smart? They would have been selling out of chicken if they had this grand strategy.
Mm-hmm. Child, everybody trying to be woke these days. You know what I'm saying? Trying to, you know, stir up some bullshit just because. Like, and I'm pretty sure them motherfuckers ate that sandwich just right along with us. So... talking all that shit. Anyway,
let's get into some baby mama, baby daddy
drama. What's up?
DeMarcus Cousins, he's a basketball player, mm-hmm. and his baby mama said he told her he was gonna put a bullet in her head, mm-hmm. or whatever. And the reason he said that to her was because he was getting married. He called her. I guess he had been asking her.
Right.
She allowed a son to come to his wedding, and she had been saying no. So the day before the wedding, I thought maybe he thought she would change her mind. So she was like, he asked her again, and she like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when he told her he was going to shoot her. He said he was going to put a bullet in her head.
Do you think he said it like as far as like a real threat? Or
it sound real to me. Y'all listen to it.
Go shoot the ball. All right. No, he's not coming. I mean, damn, though.
Damn. That sound like a threat to me.
It do sound like a threat.
I'm going to put a bullet through your effing head.
You know, sometimes, you know, ex-boyfriends and girlfriends, they say some crazy ass
shit. You know,
when
people say they going to shoot you, I take those kind of threats.
I mean, okay, in our current stage.
I remember I got into it with a girl, and she told me that when I was in college.
Oh, for real?
She was like, you know, any other time you get into it with a girl, they be like, I'll beat your ass. Woo-woo.
Right.
She was like, bitch, I will kill you. I will fucking shoot you. I was like.
You was scared?
I was a little shook. I was like.
What you said to her, though? What you said?
I don't know. I probably said do it or something. You know, you gotta act tough. Like, right. Okay.
But deep down, you.
But deep down, I'm like, oh shit! She said she gonna kill me. So I say all that to say is, if somebody say they gonna shoot you, that's
in our current time right now. I feel like those type of threats, we should definitely take them serious. But I mean. So is she keeping him away from his son? Like, what's the deal with that?
Well, that's what it sounds like. But I was reading an article. They don't really go into detail about the past with these two or if they having a custody battle or whatever. But it did say that she said he choked her before. So obviously he has a history, according to her, of being violent with her. So we don't know if that's the reason she don't want the kid around him or if she just bitter. I mean, obviously.
She sounds like she's bitter because of the fact that she was like, throw the ball.
Go shoot the ball.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but not only that, my thing is, what made you record it? You know what I'm saying?
Because,
like, do he threaten you often enough that you like, I need to get this up on tape? Or did you provoke him and then he said whatever he had to say? Because we don't hear what happens before that
prior
had a
to
conversation
that, right.
went.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to hear the full conversation. I'm still not excusing him for saying that.
Right.
But we do know women are devious, just like men are. But when they have advantage over these men, especially
right.
when it comes to kids, then some of them, they use it. And they be like, this is the only kind of control and power I have over you. So, let's say she is mad about him getting married. No, my kid can't come. You left me for her. You know, because women do that.
So I mean, that's his kid, though. Like, why would you not want him to be there?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't... Like, again, I'm gonna rule this out as, you know, bitch, you're a bitter-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be. And then you're posting it online. Granted, I don't agree with his comment.
But what if he was abusive to her before?
We don't know that. We're not gonna sit there and say, like, you know, we gonna sit there and we know that. We don't know.
Well, she said he hit her before.
Were you antagonizing? Were you the aggressor? And he probably choked that ass.
I don't know,
get out my face or something. Again, I'm not condoning the violence or whatever, but I'm just saying, though, like, we can't just go in on him. Again, the comment was definitely not cool. That shit was crazy.
She is keeping the kid from him. Or even just, yeah, restricting the kid from going to the wedding, and she don't really have a valid reason as far as him being toxic or him being, you know, a bad parent, then that's some petty, ugly-ass shit.
Let that man see his kid.
Let him celebrate his wedding with his son.
Right.
Because, bitch, when he started a new family with his new wife, and now he not pressing you no more to get your son because he don't even feel like the headache, and now he got another kid that he
now you gonna be mad. Now you gonna be mad.
He a deadbeat. He don't call. Of course he don't call, because every time he call, you tell him no.
Right.
You want to argue
with
him.
It's all some bullshit.
When he could just really be at peace over here with his own family, wait till the kid turn 18 and be like, look, I was trying to get you. I was trying to fuck with you, and your mama didn't want that.
Right.
So instead of going back and forth with her all the time,
I agree with that.
I agree. I'm going to wait till you become an adult, and that way I could just only have to deal with you.
Right. But then to miss out on everything else.
That's not cool. I'm just saying. Right. Like, I've heard men say that it got so bad with them and the baby mama. Mm-hmm. They were just like, I'm not. It's not worth it.
I feel you. I agree.
It's me and peace of man, y'all. But give them hell when they ain't on their shit. But if they want to be there, let them
be there. Like, that's his, you know, they belong to him just as much as they belong to you. So.
Hoo, child. My baby daddy be like, let me get my kid. Yes, when are you coming?
Right.
Do you need something?
You said they were stupid.
Anyway, y'all, it's been a good one. Happy to be back potting. Hope you all like this episode. Hit us up.
We'll definitely be back on Sunday.
Alright, we'll be back.
Hell yeah.
And it's a holiday weekend. What you doing for Labor Day?
What we doing for Labor Day?
What we doing?
What we doing?
I ain't know we had plans, but
we'll figure it out.
Alright, bye y'all.
Later.